I was in here from the room, and I'll die in here.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday Night History Trivia show with your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis. Now, if you're new, just tuning in to us, check out our group on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate. I reiterate, participate in all we do here in the Defender 7. We have a website. All lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. And on our website, we have a store and a donate button. It's the only way that we're able to do what we do here in the Defender 7 is by donations and purchases from sales from our store. So by all means, please help us help you and your community in the time of need. Now, 100% of all donations and sales from our store go back to our communities in the time of need. We also have a YouTube channel. Hop over there and hit that subscribe button for us. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities. Scroll down. Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, we are not a militia. Says so in our mission statement, and believe me when I tell you, we're not. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call and participate. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. And I would like to welcome your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis. We also have our Colonel of the East Coast, John McCullen, and our Major Pain in the Ass, Lorna Munson.
Here and present.
Hi, everybody. I got my son Jacob on tonight, too.
Hey,
oh,
Jacob.
Nice, Saul. Hi. So, before we get started, I'm on call again, yay, which is why I decided to go ahead and do trivia, history trivia, because it'll be easier if I get it. I've got quite a few calls today, so a few of them have been about the same person. So it'll be easy. Trust me. She's one of those extremely needy people. So.
Oh, like Lorna.
No, I don't know now, man. I think this
depends
is
all.
But don't get me. She got out of a hospital at 6 a.m. Called the on-call number to say, "Hey, I'm home." Okay, like you couldn't, so I had to call her and deal with her panic attack because she was home. And I'm like, well, why didn't you just stay at the hospital? You know, she's a frequent flyer for the ER, and she's on hospice. So, yes, we're stupid. We allow that. No, most hospices won't allow it. You know, I mean, within limits. And she's like in there like three times a week for the same shit. So, anywho, that way if I get a call, it's easier for me to leave to stop the show. You guys can just take care of it, whatever, and I can take care of it and get back on, hopefully, unless I have to go out. But, and news on my brother. They said that they stopped the radiation treatment. They're not going to finish him. The tumor is actually growing instead of shrinking.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. He's on oxygen now. His oxygen levels were like 87% last night. And he could hardly breathe. They were 93 when I was there, which is about normal because of where the tumor's at. So the tumor is getting its blood supply from his pulmonary artery. And it's pushing on it. It's growing bigger. It's now probably the size of a softball by now, which is not good. So it continues to push on that artery. Now he's got blood clots in both arms. In all honesty, I don't see him making it 6 months like they think.
Wow.
You know, I just don't see it. So one of the nurses had made a comment. She says, well, we're going to send him home on palliative chemo. And I'm like, chemo is aggressive treatment. But there is, and I had to look it up because he's like, I've never dealt with that part of nursing before. There is palliative chemo, and it's the pill, not the IV part. You know, the one where you get infused with it for hour, like 4 or 5 hours a day for so many weeks. Palliative chemo, I guess, is the pill form. And that's something that's new. And all it is supposed to do is hold off the symptoms of his cancer to help him get that 6 months to a year. So, now the thing about that is it doesn't always work. Sometimes it still makes you sick and whatnot. So we shall see what he's going to do. I don't know. So, I did set up, I know for those of you know, I did set up a GoFundMe for him on my Facebook link. And I want to start one, a GoFundMe or some kind of thing for anyone, actually, who's had a catastrophic event, whether it's a house fire, whether anything. You know, I want to set one up and just keep it up and have people to give. But there is one thing, though. I would like people that if they have anything, if they actually participate in the group or on the radio show or whatever, you know, just not, you know, Joe Schmo down the road who just, you know what I'm saying? Because there are people who take advantage of getting help. And that does burn a lot of bridges for some people who really need it and can't get it. If you've ever been to the VA to get help and you can't get it, you'll understand why. Because people abuse the system. So, anywho. So, I found this really cool website for trivia questions for history. Now, these questions are like all over the place. It's not just one specific part of history. So, and they're all fill in the blanks. They're all you have to use your brain. They're not multiple choice. I mean, I could probably make some of them multiple choice, but, you know.
I fail. There's no pictures.
You say. There's no pictures. Some of them are probably simple. I don't know. We shall see. I haven't gone through all of them yet. But we'll see how smart people are, or not.
We'll circle back to that.
Yeah, listen, I'm not circling.
I suck at history.
Uh-huh.
I totally suck at
history. Well, me too. And if these questions get nowhere, like, shit. This is exactly what I was talking about, guys. Feel free to talk amongst yourself.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Well, Lorna always talks to herself, so she amuses herself, so.
That's the best conversation ever. I'm always right. And I always win the argument.
Hey, but you know what, Lorna? I feel like we're ganged up on because, you know, Kim's got the answers, and John's sitting there with his son who's very intelligent. So
oh,
guess
crap.
What? We're left in the dust.
Yep. Is John still on, or is he just?
Yeah, he's on. He probably muted himself. He's here though.
If he was here
because you'd hear the ice hitting the glass.
True. So I thought Trent was going to be in the hospital for 3 weeks right now, but that don't start until the 30th. But he gets some injections until then.
Okay. So I guess the real procedure will be in 3 weeks then.
Yeah, it kind of sounds that way. But
yeah.
So far, whatever these injections are, his legs and back are already starting to hurt, and he's only done it 2 days.
Right. I'm sure it's going to be a little painful for him the first couple rounds.
Yeah. Yeah, no fun.
Come on, he's a Norwegian.
Yeah, we're badasses.
Or as we say, Norwegian.
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 Okay, that was a quick one.
That wasn't nice hanging up on us, Kim.
I didn't. I put you on hold, smartass. I'm still trying to figure out how to pick. You know how you put someone on hold and you answer the other call? I haven't figured that shit out yet. I'm like retarded when it comes to that crap. So anyway, back to trivia. So here's I'm just going to do them, and if we can't get these, if we're not doing so hot with fill in the blank, I'll try and make a multiple choice and just come up with, you know, other random bullshit answers to go along with it. So anyway, what was the shortest war in human history? Between what two countries?
Do 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 do
do do do.
Ask Finger said what?
You guys want to look it up?
No, I don't know what you said.
What was the shortest war in human history?
You and Lorna fist fighting.
That's funny. It was between England and Zanzibar. Yeah, never heard of Zanzibar. But here's the next part of that question. How long did it last?
A day?
What?
A day?
A day? Oh, you are so close. No, seriously.
2 days?
Well, huh?
2 days?
No. Bobby, take a guess.
What?
How long did it last?
2 days, that's it. How long did it last?
Hmm.
2 weeks?
Feel free. No. No, shorter than a day.
Oh, a couple hours.
I did you not. 45 minutes. Yeah, 45 freaking minutes. That's how long it lasted.
I almost fell over the back of the bench.
Oh, my God. Lorna, you are a klutz.
She's a mess. Okay.
She almost fell over the back of the bench.
And okay. Rachel Stephanie here's this question. How many
Rachel
years
Stephanie
is 100 more left?
How many years what?
How many years did the 100-year war last?
I know.
100 years?
No.
No.
I don't know why they call it the 100. I don't know why they call it the 100-year war. But
even Weathers would have got that right. Come on.
That's as bad as saying going 80 miles an hour. How long does it take you to drive an hour?
I know. Honestly, the 100-year war lasted 116 years.
16. I said 100. I knew it was more than 100, but
I said it was
116.
I said it was 116.
I called it 100. It was 116.
I was right.
But why call it the 100-year war?
I
well,
think
why call
it
that?
From one century to the next?
Yeah, maybe. What was the name of the research ship Charles Darwin traveled with?
Ooh.
Do we have choices?
He lost it.
No. No. Listen, if you start failing too miserably, I'll start making bullshit answers to make it a multiple choice. If you guys don't get any of them right, I'm going to have to just leave you guys retarded. Well, of course, listen here. I'm being retarded because I don't even know half these answers either.
That leaves Lorna and me out.
The Beagle. The research ship was the Beagle. Never heard of it.
The Bagel.
The Bagel, yes. In what year did Hitler commit suicide? There is argument on this. There is argument on this. Some people he committed suicide.
45, I think. Was it 45?
Yep. Some say he died in a bunker from that explosion. Others say he committed suicide. But either way,
he committed suicide.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Although some people do say otherwise. They say that
what
he is safe.
Yeah, him, Bruce Lee, and Elvis are partying it up.
Yeah. What year was JFK assassinated?
63. Yep. I know.
I don't need to know.
Do what?
I wasn't born yet, so I don't know.
Are you born in the ancient history books?
Year before I was born, that's why I know.
One of the ancient world wonders, the Hanging Garden, was found in what city? And the hint
Chicago.
Is ancient Beijing. World wonder.
Oh, shit.
Huh?
Beijing.
No, Babylon.
So well, Babylon.
Babylon. Babylon on. Greenland was a colony of which country until 1981?
Wait, what?
Greenland was a colony of which country until 1981?
Britain?
No.
Russia.
It's around that area.
Bering
Denmark.
Sea.
Denmark?
Huh?
Denmark?
Yep. Denmark.
Dunkirk.
What organization was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1917? This one threw me off. Like, I didn't realize.
What year?
This organization, 1917. I didn't realize that this organization's been around this damn long.
Salvation Army?
Close, but no.
Red Cross.
The Red Cross it is.
I thought the Red Cross has been around since the Civil War.
In
1917.
For 500, Alex, I will take, I have no freaking clue. How many days in a week were there in ancient Roman times?
Six. No, there were eight. I think there were eight.
Yep. Okay, you got to put your thinking caps on and go way back in time for this one. How many days was William Harrison president of the United States?
Who?
William Harrison.
I think 180.
Nope.
45.
Lorna, take a guess.
18.
Close! Lorna was the closest, 32.
Yay!
I don't know if he got assassinated or if he died of... Okay, yeah, he was the pneumonia. I wasn't sure. In 1947, who became the first man to fly solo and nonstop across the Atlantic?
Charles Lindbergh or some shit like that?
Yeah, Charles Lindbergh. What was the name of the family name of the Russian ruler from the 17th century until the 1917 revolution?
Oh,
Come on, you guys.
Oh, I know that one. Shit.
You guys should all know this one. Very popular name.
The Tsar?
I beg to differ.
It begins...
Huh?
Wait a minute.
I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you guys a hint. Think Gypsy. It's in their name. Yeah.
Peter the Great.
It's the Romanov.
Romanov.
Oh, sorry, the Romani, you know, Romans, I think. Which
what
bridge was the first to be built? Yeah. Okay, guys, you got to know this one, too. What bridge was the first to be built across the River Thames in London?
London Bridge is falling down.
Yay! You guys all got it. Which U.S. president had a home called the Hermitage? Or Hermitage, however you want to pronounce it. Semantics, I don't care.
One of the Roosevelt?
Harry Truman.
Oh, the Truman?
Nope.
President Joe.
Was it one of the Roosevelt?
It was President Joe.
Nope.
Who?
Joe.
Who?
It's not
Joe Mama.
Joe who? Joe
the
Mama.
Hermitage.
Funny.
No. I know the Hermitage. That's an old president.
Yes.
That's a dead president.
Big early president.
Half.
No.
Earlier.
Washington. Jefferson. Was it Jefferson? The one that
had, Nope. Not Jefferson.
Shit.
Nope.
Say so it's not Washington. Not Jefferson.
I want to hear some more Joe Mama jokes.
I believe he's on money.
It's not Lincoln. His wasn't the Hermitage.
Nope.
Washington.
Andrew Jackson. For crying out loud.
Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
Wait, is it Jackson and Jefferson?
Yep, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say that. I'm sure as you were.
Yeah, sure you were.
What famous battle took place on Sunday, June 18th,
1815. Valentine's
Come on,
Day,
Matthew. You were there.
You was there.
Appomattox.
Yeah, 1815.
John
Listen,
Hughes,
if you guys
is,
can
his,
look
his
up
son's
fast
giving
enough,
him the answers.
I think so. Huh?
John's cheating because his son's sitting
him
there
the
giving
answers.
Him answers.
Pat's in the other room. He's listening, too, because he was a history major. Like, he's just so excited to me.
No cheating!
The Battle of Waterloo.
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't even in the right country.
Okay. This is a two-part question. How many presidents have been... Huh?
Washington.
What was the question?
How many presidents have been assassinated?
12.
Five.
No,
Three.
Four.
No, it's not.
Six.
Three.
Four. Four.
Four. I said four.
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 I was right.
Okay.
I was right.
Reagan doesn't count since he lived.
Who?
And Biden hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I know. Who are the four presidents?
Lincoln.
And two of them I had no idea. Huh?
Lincoln, Kennedy,
JFK.
I said Lincoln and Kennedy. They're the two most well known. The other two aren't known as much though because they didn't die right away. I don't think.
Truman. Huh?
No, Truman was an assassin. I know it's four.
No. Nope.
And Kim's right. The other two aren't well known. Because they hadn't been
I didn't
all,
even
I
know these other two were assassinated.
Hamilton,
what,
Harrison, Lincoln, and Kennedy.
Taft. Huh?
No, it's not Taft. He was not assassinated. James A. Garfield.
Hamilton,
and
Harrison, Lincoln, and Kennedy.
No, it's Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, and Kennedy.
Garfield and McKinley are the two I forgot.
I didn't know McKinley was assassinated or Garfield. Okay. Now, we've gone over some of these. All the wars we've gone over. Which king of England was executed in 1649 during the English Civil War?
No, Bobby should know that one. That was around his age.
No, that's you.
No, listen, we've mentioned his name. Several times.
George or James? The guy that did the Magna Carta.
There's only like 15 King Georges. Come on.
I know. But no, it's none of them.
That's what I said. You can't go
Charles
wrong.
The First. Charles the First.
I remember this. For the next time.
Okay. Oh, you guys get a multiple choice. If I can pronounce this last name. Which world leader is famous for his little red book? Well, damn, that's... Oh, never mind. He has
little
two different
red,
names.
No, that's what's his face for the... That's her... That's like Patty Hearst. That's hers. Oh, no, that was
no,
the Red Wagon.
Not.
That was Little Red Wagon.
Okay. Think. E.
Mal?
Mal what?
Mal Zedong.
Zedong?
Okay, well, this says Mao Zedong or Mao Zedong. Tung, whatever. I don't know
that's
if it's the same
I
person.
That's what I just said.
I can't
no,
hear.
Mao Zedong, the second one you said.
It says
they're
one
not...
or the other.
I said it.
Oh, I couldn't understand what you said. Sorry. Okay. When did Mao Zedong come into power? No.
1973.
No, that's the
no,
other one. Mao Zedong, I forgot what dynasty. Wasn't he one of the, I mean, he was like 500 or 600, wasn't he?
Nine. You said five. 1949.
Oh. So I guess it is a meeting.
Okay. I'm not sure about this one. In what country did the Easter Rising take place in 1916?
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. It's not America. Easter Rising. Think, okay, it's a country in the UK.
Turkey.
Oh, Ireland.
Well.
Ireland. Turkey. Turkey, it's Ireland.
Wales.
Which, huh?
Wales.
No, it's Ireland.
I said Ireland. Who said Turkey?
I know you did. No, I know. Turkey's not in the UK.
So they can hear me.
Of course they can hear
me. I heard, no, it was muffled. Sorry, I had to fix my thing. You were just muffled. I couldn't understand you.
Bobby,
but also, everyone has to, listen, one, when you guys answer, do one at a time so I can hear. Which seven U.S. states seceded and formed the original Confederacy during the Civil War?
Seven? Virginia?
Yeah.
Maryland?
Georgia.
No. Georgia?
South
Carolina.
South or North Carolina? One of the Carolinas.
South Carolina. Okay, Georgia and South Carolina. You got five more. No.
Well, we said Virginia. Wasn't Virginia one of the original ones?
No. Nope.
What about Delaware?
Kentucky.
Delaware.
North Carolina.
No, it's South Carolina and Georgia.
Delaware.
No.
Tennessee
and Kentucky. Nope. You guys are going all around it.
You're making me very mad.
Shannon's getting mad.
Florida?
Well, does she know the answer?
Yep. Florida, Georgia, South Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. No.
No.
Tennessee.
No. The original Confederacy during the U.S. Civil War is which seven states?
Alabama.
Johnson, Alabama, Florida,
Alabama,
Georgia, South Carolina, and there's three more. Keep going.
Maryland? Maryland? No.
No. No.
What
that's not the Confederacy. Listen. Keep going west.
I don't know. What about Missouri?
Listen. South Carolina.
Tennessee.
Georgia. Florida. Alabama. Three more states still in that thing. Thank you.
Louisiana. Two more. Louisiana.
And
Mississippi.
Okay. One more.
Mississippi.
Tennessee.
No. Big, big.
Arkansas.
Texas.
Lorna's butt.
I did not know Texas. I did not know Texas was in the Civil War. Honestly, I thought it was all, you know, southern, from Louisiana over.
I knew Texas was in the Civil War. I did not know they were one of the first to declare, though.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm skipping this next one because you guys probably have no clue.
Hey!
So
you're putting our intelligence.
Do what?
I said you're impugning our intelligence.
Okay. What name is given to Britain's policy of avoiding strict enforcement of parliamentary laws on early American colonies?
What?
That's what I said.
What
name? It's a two-word answer. What name is given to Britain's policy of avoiding strict enforcement of parliamentary laws on early American colonies? Remember, everything how America started came from Britain.
Tea Party.
Salutary neglect. I've never heard of
dumb
it.
Ass.
Saying, dumb ass. See? What was the name of the first space shuttle to go into space?
First space shuttle. Going to space. Is it Endeavor?
Nope.
No.
Wasn't the A word?
What's the first?
Not Apollo. There was another one before Apollo.
Discovery.
Okay.
Freedom.
Now, apparently I'm going to have to, hold on a second. I'm going to have to come up with multiple choice answers. Hold on a second. To make it a little easier.
Oh, wait a minute. She said shuttle, not spaceship.
Space shuttle. Well, no shit. We've never had a spaceship. Hold on. I'm gonna make this a little easier. Hold on.
What are you trying to say?
We're stupid.
Well, no, I know.
Okay. Okay, that's what it is. Okay. So there's the Atlantis, the Discovery. Ha! American.
Oh.
Now listen to the four choices. The Atlantis. The Discovery, the Endeavor, or the Columbia?
Columbia.
Columbia.
Yes.
Or Discovery.
It's the Columbia. It's the Columbia. Now, when did the first space shuttle go into space? I think this is
1962.
No. I think there's something wrong with these trivia questions because this says April 12, 1981.
No, that's not true. So they're talking about a different type of shuttle. Okay, so the 1981, that's a shuttle. The Apollos, they're not the same thing. The Apollos and the Sputnik and all that stuff, they weren't called shuttles. The shuttles were, yes, the first one was in 1981. Those are the ones that look like that they put like on the back of a plane or something, it's the way they shot up differently than the Apollos did. They didn't function the same way. I forget.
Well, yeah,
the name.
That's what it is. But look, I thought they were all called space shuttles, so.
No, no, no. I'm not an expert, but that much I know.
No, I looked at it. Oh, shit. Hold on.
My dad worked on the first Apollo that went to the moon.
So
I've always been interested.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Never mind, that wasn't from... Okay. Anywho, the ancient Egyptians worshipped a dung beetle. The dung beetle. What kind of dung beetle?
Oh, shit. The scarab.
Yeah. Boom was shot outside the Hilton Hotel in Washington on March 30th, 1981.
Reagan.
Yep.
Lennon.
Reagan. Oh, I don't know, unless there's more than one person, but on this particular date of March 30th, 1981, I think he was shot there too. Which mountaineer and his Sherpa became the first men to conquer Mount Everest?
Me.
I have never heard of these two people. So.
Does his name begin with a G? I don't remember.
Nope. All right, so as nobody knows, Sir Edmund Hillary and Penguin Norgay.
Yeah.
Okay, how did Alexander the Great solve the puzzle of the Gordian knot?
He asked Lorna.
I've never heard of a Gordian knot, so... He cut it with a sword. Got me. Who was the first man to walk on the moon and in what year? Come on, guys. Really?
Armstrong.
Armstrong.
Oh, my God.
And in what year? What year?
What did he really
97.
Do?
You what?
Was it? No, I don't think
really
it was 67.
It?
I think it was.
That's
it was
why
before
I said
I was
it was 1969.
That's why I
69?
Said 69. That's why I said about
good
the space
number.
Shuttle. But I thought that yeah. That's why I said the Apollo, when they called the space shuttle, did they really land on the moon? Did they really go into space? Which Greek historian is known as the father of history?
Bobby.
Oh, shit. Did we have this one like last year when we were doing about ancient people?
When we were doing
the
show
gosh.
About Lorna.
No, I already said you. I remember we talked about this dude. But I'll be damned if I can remember his name.
Herodotus. H-E-R-O-D-O-T-U-S. I'm not pronouncing it.
Right.
Herodotus.
Yeah, you didn't want to pronounce it last time either.
I ain't gonna butcher people's names like that. Which Russian astronaut was the first man to conduct a spacewalk?
Oh, I think that was the B. The one whose name begins with a B.
Nope.
Shit. No. Then I don't remember.
Wrong answer.
Wrong. You have been gone. Hold on. Astronaut. If I can spell. I'm going to have to give you multiple choice, guys. Okay. Yuri Baturin. Anatoly Berezovoy. Valerie Vykovsky, whatever the hell his name is. And Alexei Leonov. Pick, they're all Russian, so just pick one. And by the way, they're all astronauts, so.
Well, I'm sorry, what was the question I got again?
It was Alexei Leonov. He was the first Russian astronaut to do a spacewalk.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't remember. Okay. I don't know the Russian names. I only know Sputnik.
Okay. In which Libyan city was the American diplomatic compound attacked in September of 2012? I swear to God, if you guys get this wrong, I'm slapping you.
What was the question again? I'm multitasking.
What Libyan city was the American diplomatic compound attacked in September of 2012? And I'm referring to Bobby and John. If they get this wrong, I will slap them to the phone.
Oh, so then I shouldn't answer then.
Yeah. Come on, guys. You know this answer. Lorna, take a stab at it.
I have no clue. I don't remember. That wasn't yesterday.
13 hours.
13 hours?
Yeah, think of 13 hours. Hillary Clinton, what's the big deal? Famous last word.
Monica Lewinsky. I did not have
Benghazi? Benghazi, 13 hours. Hillary said, what difference does it make?
Oh.
In 1865, Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered to the Union General Ulysses S. Grant, effectively ending the Civil War. Where did it take place? You guys already said it. And one of the other answers. Come on.
Well, there's no pictures. I can't help it.
Appomattox. Which famous prison was stormed on July 14th, 1789?
Did we lose a couple people?
I guess so.
No.
Yeah.
What prison was stormed on July 14th, 1789? The Bastille in Paris. Where were the first modern Olympics held?
Modern Olympics?
The first modern Olympics. Okay, when they say modern,
yeah.
When they say modern, it's not in the 1900s. It was in 1896. I guess they consider that modern back then. But where was it first held?
Lorna's backyard.
Athens, Greece.
I was going to say Greece. Shit. I was.
You know the, in Roman times, you know the big, what the hell is it called? Where they go round and round and round in circles. I can't think of what that damn thing is called. You know, with a chariot, when they had chariot races?
Oh.
You know that it's in Turkey. It's in Turkey. But did you know that they, instead of tearing it down, they just, in Turkey, this is what's so weird about Turkey, they just built one civilization on top of the other. And that thing is still, it's still there, but you have to go underground to see it. Part of it's covered, part of it got filled in with dirt and stuff, but for the most part, a lot of the underground shit is still there.
Wow.
And they kept some of the pillars and part of the Colosseum. Yeah. The Ptolemy dynasty ruled which ancient kingdom?
Repeat.
Think of Africa. It's not the continent of Africa. There's a country in Africa. It's at the top of Africa. To the top. Pyramid. Mummy. Come on, guys. I can't give you any
Tomb
more
Raider.
Clues without giving you the damn answer. Huh?
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. Egypt. Okay, if you guys miss this, I swear to God, I'm done. We're going to cut the show at an hour. I'm done if you guys miss this, especially you luckers. Who invented the cotton gin? Oh, no, wait a minute. Never mind. Wrong kind of gin. Never mind. I'm thinking alcohol gin. The cotton gin. My bad. Sorry. It's all gin. I just saw gin on it. My bad. Brain fart. But you guys should know
this.
I didn't know this.
Is.
I've heard about it. Huh?
You know where your mind is.
I know. I just saw gin. I didn't, wasn't even paying attention. Eli Whitney. Invented the cotton gin. I was thinking of gin for some reason, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's cotton. That ain't the real shit. Okay, when did the War of 1812 end?
1812?
No, when did it end? See, they throw these questions in there. I know. One of my nursing instructors asked me, what year did the War of 1812 start? And I couldn't say how many people got it wrong. But no, seriously, it ended, but when did the War of 1812 end? What, not long. 1815. Only 3 years. Who became president after Kennedy was assassinated? Come on, guys. You should know that. Who became president after Kennedy was assassinated?
What?
Who was president after Kennedy got assassinated?
Name that tune.
Name that tune in three words. Actually, two words in a letter. Lyndon B. Johnson became president after he had Kennedy killed. The ancient city of Rome was built on how many hills?
On Strawberry Fields.
Yeah. How many hills? And it's actually biblical.
She only got
well.
Two hills.
Seven. What the hell? Okay. Let's get this thing in my... Who built the first car in America?
Wasn't Ford.
It was. It was Henry Ford. What was the name of the first car ever made?
Model T.
No. No. Close, but no. The motor wagon. Instead of the station wagon, they called it the motor wagon. What war took place between 1950 and 1953? Take a guess. What war took place between 1950 and 1953? That's the first name of it.
The Bang Bang Shoot 'Em Up
it's
War.
It's in an Asian country. Huh?
The Bang Bang Shoot 'Em Up War.
It's one of those Asian countries over there. I say Asian. It was, I'm not going to say because I can't. It's on an island. There's north and south. Yeah, it's on an island. Oh, it's a peninsula. My bad. Whatever. There's north and south.
Korean.
The Korean War.
I just said that.
I didn't hear you say it. But yes, the Korean War. My bad. I thought, honestly, I'm a white confused it with Japan. Jesus. Told you, I'm not that brave myself. What's the name of the first human civilization? And by the way, Lorna, if you can type it really fast, you can look up the answer.
The first human civilization, what?
What was the name of the first human civilization? The first. Starts with an M. I like these questions, but I would like it much better if there was like multiple. It was Mesopotamia. Hold on. I'm going to look up something and get something that has multiple choice. Make life a whole lot easier so we don't have to feel so stupid when we get the wrong answer. Oh, my God. Okay. This first question is probably going to throw you for a loop. But I'm going to keep that one. Okay. There's only 100 questions in this one, but hey.
Only.
Only, I know. Only. Okay, hold on. Hey, what is so... Okay. The United States bought Alaska from what country?
Russia.
Russia. That's right. Who was the fourth president of the United States?
I am so horrible at that stuff.
Joe.
Joe. Close.
Joe
James.
Mama.
James. What's James' last name?
James Madison.
You know, our listeners are probably going whole. Yeah, they're probably going, holy cow, they're either screaming out answers or going, I'm so fucking stupid. Which era marked a switch from agricultural practices to industrial practices. And it's called the what? The answer is in the question.
The what?
What was
era marked a switch from agricultural practice to industrial practice?
Industrial Revolution.
Yes, sir. What was the name of the series of programs and projects Franklin D. Roosevelt enacted during the Great Depression? Huh. Sounds kind of familiar. Was this crackpot president of? But what this is, and I believe this is probably a carryover from this. The New Deal.
Yep.
Fill in the blank. These are all fill in the blank, by the way. The 19th Amendment guarantees who the right to vote.
Women.
You said women?
Yes. Real women.
Yes.
Biological women.
Which four presidents are on Mount Rushmore?
Which president what?
What four presidents are on Mount Rushmore?
Washington.
Lincoln.
Yep.
Lincoln.
Yep.
Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt.
Yep.
And the fourth one is Jefferson.
Yep. Who was the first woman? I didn't know this. Who was the first woman to make $1 million in the United States?
I know it wasn't Oprah. There was one before her.
I know it wasn't me.
It was way before her. Wasn't me either.
Weathers.
Madam? Huh? Weathers?
Weathers.
Madam Curie? Madam Curie?
No.
Well, I don't know. Madam C.J. Walker. What year was George H.W. elected president?
2000.
Dude, where the fuck have you been? No. He's older. Wrong one. W. Senior.
Oh, 1990.
No.
I don't think we
remember that, Jackie. A lot of bad things actually happened that year.
Yes, I know. That's 19. Because wasn't he after Reagan?
Yep. He was Reagan's V2.
Right. So, 1988.
1988.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I think it was 84, but 88. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. 88.
What do the stripes on the American flag represent?
Red is blood.
What?
What did you say? What does the stripes on the flag mean?
Yeah. What do they represent?
Red is blood.
No. That's true. The red is the blood, and the white is... Well, that's also... That's the color. What do the stripes represent?
Oh.
How many stripes are on the flag? How many stripes are on the flag?
Yes.
Aren't the stripes for the colonies, the first 13 colonies?
Yes, the first 13 colonies. No, Lauren was describing the colors, what their colors mean. But there is a purpose for the colors.
I can't remember what people call
them. You know what? Hold on a second. I'm gonna tell you because.
What are they, Bobby?
People are stupid. Hold on a second. Yeah, people are really stupid. So the red means courage and sacrifice.
Yeah.
Or the shed blood of all of our forefathers. The white is described as pure because they're independent of other countries. And blue is used to remind citizens to stay watchful and strong. See, when they thought about fucking with the American flag and making it that little gay-ass shit with that little freaking cartoon duck-looking platypus thing, I'm like, oh, hell, the fuck no, you don't. And people, yeah, they want to use yellow and all of this other bullshit. Anywho, where was Martin Luther King born? Or Martin Luther King Jr. born?
Alabama?
Chicago. Nope. Not Alabama.
Chicago.
Nope. Nope.
Georgia.
It's a big city in the South.
Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. He was born in Georgia.
Atlanta.
But where?
Atlanta.
Yeah, my Atlanta. I said it's in Atlanta. You said Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama.
No, it was, no, I heard someone say Birmingham. I said, it's not Birmingham. But which two Native American leaders led Lakota Sioux and Cheyenne warriors in the fight against Lieutenant Colonel George Custer's troops in the Battle of Little Bighorn? You guys should know. The two of the...
Geronimo?
No, it was not Geronimo. You guys have heard of, I'm sure you've heard of these two Indian, these leaders. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, are, when I tell you who it is, you'll know, you're like, oh,
we know
I
you,
know.
Richie.
But they're.
Ow.
You ready? Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's two of the...
Crazy Lorna?
Okay.
I'm the next one.
Finish this line, okay, with this... Finish this line of what Franklin D. Roosevelt said during his speech addressing the attack on Pearl Harbor. Yesterday... December 7th, 1941.
Is a day that will live in infamy.
Yep. Let's see. What was the name of the landmark Supreme Court case that ruled the racial segregations of schools unconstitutional?
Brown versus something or other.
I was going to tell you, it's a color. versus the Board of Education.
Close.
What year?
Ouch.
I did not
Ouch.
Know this. They had to, I didn't know they started it this then, but I know they finished it. Wait, what year was the Vietnam Veteran Memorial dedicated in D.C.? I did not know it was this early. So think far back.
1972. No. I'm sorry, 1982.
Close. Yeah. I did not know they made it back then. Because I know they might have just redone it and made, you know, added to it. But I didn't realize it was back in 82.
Ouch.
Okay. The shot heard round the world describes the beginning of what battles in the American Revolution?
Revolution. Not Gettysburg.
There are two places.
No,
it's not Gettysburg. It's two places. Think Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to be honest. I don't remember.
Lexington and Concord. I said I said Kentucky thinking they might say Lexington.
Yeah.
Huh? Concord. Okay. Weathers isn't on to even answer this question because I know he would get it right. What was the first state to legalize same-sex marriage?
Massachusetts.
What place in Massachusetts?
Boston.
There is a special place. No, Boston.
No, wasn't Boston.
That's the only thing I could think of in Boston or in Massachusetts.
Salem?
Yeah, P-Town is where all they have a lot of same-sex marriages. Who was the president during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Kennedy.
Yep. Who was the first? I did not know this. Who was the first black Supreme Court justice in the United States?
Marshall Thurgood.
Thurgood Marshall. Was it Marshall Thurgood? They got Thurgood Marshall.
I knew who he was.
Okay. This one blew my mind. In what year did child labor law start in the United States? Do not think recent.
No, 19, I think it was 19, no, child labor law actually started in the early 1900s. I think it was just after the Depression. Maybe it was 1914 or so.
Between 1920 and 1950. It's somewhere in the middle.
It had to do with that fire in New York. There was a big warehouse fire in New York, and that's when they or the coal mines, I'm trying to think, because Loretta Lynn, so it had to have been 1947 or something like that, maybe.
It was 1938. What was the name of the battle in the Pacific fought between the U.S. Navy and the Imperial Japanese Navy? In June of 1942.
Bobby.
Wow.
Wake up.
Yeah, Bobby. You Navy man. What battle was fought in the Pacific between the U.S. Navy and the Imperial Japanese Navy in June of 1942?
Pearl Harbor.
The Battle of Midway. You're fine. When was the Battle of Gettysburg fought during the Civil War?
Lorna.
It was 3 days in 18...
I know the first battle was fought because they had picnics and, you know, they thought they were going to win.
Okay. It happened in the summertime. 3 days. 1860. It happened in 1860.
1863.
Okay. Now, what 3 days? It was in the middle of summer.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's right. It was July 1st, 2nd, and the 3rd. So hopefully that was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, guys. We will not know. Who was the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize?
Me.
You win.
Oh, my God. Right, you'll know this next one. He was the president.
Barack Obama.
But no, think older.
Kennedy.
No.
Before that. Before that. Before him. I can't give that kind of hint. It was Theodore Roosevelt. I honestly don't know.
I don't think any of our
Theodore
presidents.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, yeah.
What country? You should know this fact. You've seen this fucking movie 100 times. What country did the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team defeat in the semifinals of the 1980 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, a game commonly known as the Miracle on Ice? What country did the U.S. play? No, no. No, it was in the semifinals of the 1980 Winter Olympics.
Oh,
and it was known as the Miracle on Ice. For what country?
Didn't they play Russia?
What?
Didn't they play Russia?
They played the Soviet Union.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Soviet Union.
They beat the Soviet Union.
It was the first time. Yeah, it was the Miracle on Ice. I remember.
And I'm surprised any of you fuckers never watched the movie Miracle on Ice.
I did.
Oh,
I
did. Okay.
Why would I watch the movie? I saw the real thing. Why would I watch the movie?
Because the movie is better. What year did the North American Free Trade Agreement go into effect? NAFTA. When did it go into effect?
You mean when did we first get royally fucked?
Yeah.
I want to say about almost 40 years ago, 35 years ago. So who was...
After 1980 and before 2000.
Oh, no, no. It was... I know it was after 1980. It was... let me think. It was 1980, early to mid-80s. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm wrong. It was Clinton that did it. Wasn't it the 90s?
Yep.
Well, I don't think we can get any more royally screwed than we are right now with this idiot running the country.
Laura, cut your mouth.
NAFTA started it. The Democrats,
94.
I mean, 94, yeah. My one boss and I were discussing it the other week.
Ooh, okay. This is world history. That was American history. You still got plenty of time to fuck around and find out. When did the construction of the Great Wall of China begin? And they're going
by
century. Just say the first,
eight.
Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, you know, whatever.
I would say the second century. I mean, I don't remember what dynasty it was. It was sixth.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No. It was the 7th century B.C. 7th?
At least I took a guess. Nobody else did.
Who sent?
We did.
Christopher
we
Columbus?
Just can't talk over each other.
I know. That's the whole thing. I wish there was another way of doing this. Who sent Christopher Columbus to explore the New World?
His mom.
He's Spanish.
Actually, he's Italian, but it was Ferdinand and Maria.
I think it was Ferdinand of Spain. So he wasn't Italian. He was Spanish.
No, yeah, no, no. Columbus was an Italian explorer, but it was Ferdinand.
I know, but
who
Ferdinand of Spain. Yeah, consensus.
Yeah.
What is considered, we mentioned this numerous times before, what is considered the largest empire in history? He bad guy. Yep. The what empire?
The Roman Empire.
The Mongol Empire. Jesus. These are hard. Commonly referred to as the first person who created the first printing press. You
first
suck. Really? You really? Seriously? You know that much useless knowledge?
Yes. Benjamin Franklin.
No, Johann Gutenberg. How old was Queen Elizabeth II when she was crowned Queen of England?
Too old.
Wow, she's been in power that damn long? Holy shit.
Yeah, she was young. I think she was 18.
No,
I
said she was no cigar.
16.
She was 27.
Oh.
I believe we talked about this also. What was the code name for the German invasion of the Soviet Union during World War II? It's called Operation... Fuck you. If you can't hear him yelling out the answer, Barbarossa. Who was the first ruler of the Mongol Empire? You guys should know this. Yeah, think of bad guy. He's very much bad guy. One of the worst ones there is.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan. Yeah, Genghis Khan. Who was the first person in the world to land on the moon, and what country were they from?
Neil Armstrong, United States.
Yeah. What year is the bubonic plague believed to have started in Europe and Asia? I didn't realize it was that far back.
There was one in 11 something, another in 13 something, and
Okay. 13 something. So go with that. In what year is the bubonic plague believed to have started in Europe and Asia? To the
1300.
1321. Nope. Come on, guys. Bobby, you just whip out an answer. Lorna, you can.
1380.
Ah, man, Lorna's closer. But no. Bobby, you got an answer? 1346. Well, you know what's kind of funny is a lot of these history questions are coming up with shit's happening right now. What was the name of the Ukrainian nuclear power plant that was the site of a nuclear disaster in April of 1986?
Oh, Chernobyl.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, yes.
Chernobyl.
But it was Chernobyl. They're still peeing green right now. Oh, fluorescent green. What was the name? Oh. How long did the Han Dynasty rule China? See, by the way, guys, when we went over all the different countries from A to Z, well, we didn't cover them all. We covered a lot of this useless, not lack of useless knowledge. I'm not a history major. But, see, that's why we do these, to see if you have the capacity to keep useless knowledge in your head. So, anywho, how long did the Han Dynasty rule China? More than...
100 years.
It just says more than. But it just says more than. Think of a couple hundred.
Yeah. I think it was 500. I don't know.
More than 400 years. During World War II, Allied troops stormed the beaches of Normandy. What country is Normandy in?
Norway.
France.
In
which country was the Battle of Culloden fought in 1746? Culloden or Culloden, whatever. Think UK.
Ireland or Scotland.
Nope.
Scotland.
Yep.
Not Scotland.
It was Scotland. Who fought in the Hundred Year War?
The Hondurans.
Two countries.
No, no.
Huh?
It was Scotland and England or Wales or some shit like that?
No. 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 Close, but one of them you're close. Britain. But who's the other country?
Ireland. If it's not Scotland or Wales, it has to be Ireland. No?
No. With Britain and France. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they didn't like that very much.
Oh, wee-wee.
Wee-wee.
Wee-wee,
we go pee-pee.
Okay, ancient history. Who was the first emperor of Rome?
Bobby.
Bobby, yeah, close. Bobby's close. Yeah, it's think of a month.
Well, like I said,
think of a month for his name. That's where we got the month from.
You said monk?
Month.
Drunk.
Mung.
January, February,
it's where
March.
We got the month of August from. June, July,
Augustus.
August, yes. Mount Vesuvius erupted in 79 A.D. and devastated which two Roman cities? I always thought it was one. I didn't know it was two.
Pompeii and the hell is the other one?
The first part of the word is, think of Disney movie, and what's his name? it's a Disney movie.
Samson.
Hercules. I can't tell you Hercules. No, I should have said Jerkules. I did not know Herculaneum. I did not know that it was destroyed by Mount Vesuvius eruption. I thought it was just Pompeii.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't know. Modern-day Istanbul, Turkey, used to be called what when it was the capital of the Byzantine Empire?
Constantinople.
Okay. What is the world's oldest recorded civilization? And I just asked this question a little while ago with a different twist to it.
Well, you said Mesopotamia, but I thought Sumeria was older.
Nope, Mesopotamia.
Mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes, yes. The mashed potato, yes.
Thought Sumeria was older.
Which two city-states fought in the Peloponnesian War?
Persia.
Fuck off.
What?
Persia?
No. Okay.
Oh, wait. City
one of
states.
Yeah. That's it.
It's
I'm moving
city
up.
Think
oh, dear
300.
God.
300. Where are they from?
Sparta, and I thought they went against the Persians.
Nope. Athens.
Okay. Right.
Which Greek goddess was the Parthenon dedicated to? Which Greek goddess? To think of all the Greek goddesses, was the Parthenon?
The one that begins. Is it the one that begins with an A? Oh, wait, what's her name? Artemis.
Yeah.
No.
Starts with an A.
Artemis.
Asshole.
No.
Asshole.
Athena. Athena.
Oh,
asshole.
Athena. Okay.
Asshole.
Wait a minute. The Great Pyramid. The Great Pyramid was built as a tomb for which pharaoh?
All I can think of is Bobby.
Grant.
Bobby. Starts with K.
King Tut.
Close, but no. Khufu.
You
who
are
cuckoo. The Xi dynasty. Cuckoo. Who established the Xi dynasty in China?
Man.
He's great.
I didn't know we were supposed to remember all this stuff when you were talking about it the other month.
Well,
Henry
what the fuck do you think we do these shows for to get ratings? Hell no.
No, because it's kind of interesting. I didn't know I was going to be tested on it.
What, did you not hear the disclaimer at the beginning of the show when we first started doing them?
No,
you will be tested on all useless knowledge? Yeah, I told you to be tested on all useless knowledge that I give out. You, the great.
I've actually been doing pretty good, I think.
How many rules are written in the Code of Hammurabi? Jesus, if there's this many rules, I don't want to follow it. And let me tell you something, there's quite a few. More than 100. Huh?
I was joking. I said 5,493.
Close. No, it's not that many. It's more than 100. And less than 3.
200.
225.
Woo, getting close.
285.
282. That's too many damn codes. I am sorry.
Yes.
What dynasty was Cleopatra part of?
We're driving Kimmy up a wall.
Egyptian.
Ain't no wonder why she wants to smack the shit out of you.
I heard that.
The Ptolemaic dynasty. Who are the? What are? Okay, listen. What are the seven wonders of the ancient world? Yeah, Pollock. What are the seven wonders of the ancient world?
Rome. The Great Wall of China? The Roman Aqueduct?
No. No.
I wonder what day it is. I wonder what time it is. I wonder.
Yeah, you wonder everything, Lorna.
Wow. You got two more, Pat. He got all of them. So the Lighthouse of Alexandria, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt, the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus, the Mausoleum at Halicarnassus, whatever, and the Colossus of Rhodes. I thought the Sphinx was one of them. Huh. Who is the king of the Olympian gods in Greek mythology? What a god. You guys are right.
Zeus or Juno, Jupiter. Zeus or Jupiter?
Thor. Thor. Oh, my God. Why did I miss the Thor?
That's what I just said.
No, it's Zeus.
Wait,
no,
it's Thor.
Thor. The original Thunderbolt.
Wait. You said Olympian. Thor is from Norse mythology, not Greek or Roman.
Hey, he's being a smartass.
Oh,
I haven't been no shit for a lot. When was Julius Caesar assassinated?
The Ides of March.
Okay. Which is called what?
March.
It was a few days ago.
Yeah, March 15th,
March,
I think.
March 15th, 44 B.C.
Yeah.
The Maya Empire was centered in what is now which country?
The Mayan?
The Maya Empire. Yeah, the Mayan Empire is
Mexico.
Centered in what is now which country? It is
Mexico.
Below Mexico.
Colombia?
No,
I suck at geography.
Starts with a G.
Guam?
It's not Guam.
Guam.
I just said it's not Guam.
Guam.
Which ancient figure is often considered the founder of Western philosophy?
You just did this one.
No,
it was unpronounceable. It begins with an H.
Socrates. Socrates.
Oh, philosophy. Okay. I messed
when
up.
When did Alexander the Great conquer Egypt?
When he got enough elephants.
332 B.C. How old was King Tukulti-Ninurta, or King Tut for short? I have no idea how to pronounce his real name. How old was King Tut when he died? Dude that I did not know was this young. No, it was a little
14.
Older than that.
14.
25.
A little older and a little
25.
Younger.
25.
So between 14 and 29.
19.
You got it right, Pat. Yeah. Huh? Your second one.
19.
Between 14, 19. Where is the Pyramid of the Sun located?
Mexico.
If you get the country right, we're going to go with that because I'm not pronouncing the city.
Mexico.
It's in Mexico. Queen Nefertiti ruled alongside which pharaoh? I don't think this was in the mummy because Nefertiti was in them, and you know, what pharaoh?
And I can't pronounce it. It starts with an A. I gotta wait until someone says something. I think it's Akhenaten.
Yeah.
The Colosseum started to be built under which Roman emperor was in power?
Julius, not Julius.
Starts with a Z. Close. Starts with a V.
I don't know.
Vespasian. You said Vespasian. Oh. Oh, I was going to say, if that's Vespasian, then we got problems. Oh, which fabric was invented in ancient China? Betty Spoo. The Byzantine Empire was a continuation of which powerful ancient empire?
The what empire?
The Byzantine Empire was a continuation of what powerful ancient empire?
Roman?
The Roman Empire. Yeah, I'm not going to pronounce that, so fuck that question. The Athenian leader, Cleis, C-H-E-N-E-S, introduced the concept of democratia in 507 BC. What does democratia translate to?
Democratic. Why would you want to... Maybe you should go back in history and shoot him.
Okay. And this is modern history, okay? What year was the first iPhone really? The first iPhone. Yeah, the first one. It's in the 2000s.
The first 2000. iPhone. 2004.
Yeah. Seven. What was the acronym commonly used for the 2000 software problem that many thought would cause computers to become inoperable? You know, party like
Y2K.
1999. Yeah, Y2K. I want to tell you something. The bullshit that came out with Y2K was unreal.
Oh, please.
What country hosted the 2016 Olympics?
No idea. I don't see the Olympics.
No. It's hot. It's south.
Oh, yeah.
Really
south. Yeah. It was Brazil?
Yeah. The U.S. rover Curiosity landed on which planet in 2012?
Mars.
It's hot there. Well, yeah, is it
Mercury.
Mars hot? The red planet? I thought it was supposed to be hot.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. It's a candy bar.
Uranus.
Uranus? My anus is not a candy bar, okay?
Mars.
It's Mars. Who became the youngest person? Oh my God! Who became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize at 17 in 2014?
Thurman Goodman, whatever that dumb bitch's name is.
Huh?
That Thurman bitch, Gretna, some shit.
Oh, not. No, God, no, no. She's recent. This chick's name is a mouthful. That's all I got to say. It sounds like you're stuttering when you say her name. And I'm not meaning to be disrespectful,
oh,
but...
Is that girl that got her shot face, her face shot in the Middle East? What was her... Is that
I think
who it
so.
Is? Yeah.
I think so.
My sister
Malala?
Her. She's very nice. Yes, yes. Yes.
Malala Yousafzai?
Yes.
When did the Berlin Wall fall?
The Berlin Wall?
Right. Yeah.
1989.
Didn't it come down? 89.
Okay. 89.
That's right. It came. What was the name of the Category 5 hurricane? What was the hurricane, the Category 5 hurricane that hit New Orleans?
Katrina.
In 2005.
Katrina.
What two royal family members were divorced in 1996?
Charles and Diane.
Yep. What year was Facebook created?
The last year of sanity.
Yeah. 2004. The U.S. hosted the FIFA World Cup in 1994. Who won the game? And it sure as hell wasn't the fucking U.S.
What the hell sport is that?
In 94, what country won the FIFA World Cup?
What is sport is it?
Oh, soccer. My bad. The FIFA World Cup is soccer. But the U.S. didn't win.
U.S. never wins.
So think south. No. South. Really south. Brazil. Yeah, FIFA is, they call it football. It's actually soccer, but they call it football.
No, it's,
and that they're
no,
all
no,
about
it's
that life.
Football, we call it soccer because, you know, American football is football to us.
I know. What planet was downgraded to a dwarf planet in 2006? Poor bastard.
Pluto. But I don't understand why. Actually, they tried to say the moon.
Yeah, they did. What year did... This is so sad. We are all older than Google. When did Google launch?
Google? I think Google launched in 2000.
Hold on a second. I got to move.
I think she just hung up on herself.
Hold on.
Oh, I thought she hit me. She hit mute.
I think my dogs will stop barking. Hold on.
Yeah, she just hit mute. I think Google was late 1990s or early 2000s. Actually, more early 2000s because I think I was at my grandma's when Google started.
I have
so I
no idea.
I want to say like 2003 or something like that. I mean, I could cheat and ask Google. I'm sure Google knows when it started. But, yeah, because I'm pretty sure that Google was out when I was with my grandma, but I don't think it was out much before that.
Sorry about that. We had a Walmart delivery in this. Our landlord has a restaurant. They own a Chinese restaurant, of course. They had all this leftover food that he brought it to us. I like my landlord
now.
Oh, that
was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice of them.
What is it, Korean? It's country. Fried okra? What the fuck? Okay. We're older than Google, by the way. 1998 is when Google launched. We are older than fucking Google. Oh, excuse me. Who?
Is it I said late 90s, early 2000s. I don't remember.
I had to mute, I had to mute. I had to mute, and I couldn't hear a shit. Who won the 2008 U.S. presidential election?
Barack Obama?
George Soros. I should say, what was the first president to ruin the country? That would be Barack Obama.
No, it would be Bush Jr.
What two countries signed the Good Friday Agreement in 1997? Holy shit. Thank you.
No
guys.
Idea.
Britain and Ireland. In 1996, a sheep became the first mammal cloned from an adult somatic cell. What was her name?
Molly.
What?
Molly.
Dolly.
I knew it was something, Ollie.
Holy shit. Oh, that he gave us all of this. Oh, my God. When he said he got leftover food, he literally packed two containers of the same thing, of the chicken and mixed vegetables. Brexit
chicken
refers to which country leaving the European Union?
Brexit
refers to which country leaving, which makes no sense, but leaving the European Union. The United Kingdom.
Oh,
all
I'm
of
sorry,
them.
United.
All that. Okay. The United Kingdom, yeah, but that's more than one country, which is kind of stupid.
Very, very confusing.
I didn't know this.
No.
I know it is. It is, because the UK is more than one country. The UK is England, Wales, Ireland, Scotland,
correct,
and Northern Ireland.
Yeah. Great.
Who became the most decorated gymnast? Who's the most decorated gymnast in history during 2010? And you know what? She's a gymnast. I did not know it was her. Honestly, I thought it was the chick. Yeah, it's Simone Biles. I thought it was the other girl. Yeah, Simone Biles. Yeah, that little black girl. Yeah. What was the one back from? What the fuck's her name? Mary Lou Retton. I thought it would be her. What year did the internet become available to the public?
1991. 93. Yeah, 93. I was going to ask you, do you mean gateway or what? Because actually the public was...
What is the name of the whistleblower? That should be all I have to say. Who leaked classified information from the NSA?
No.
The other one.
Steele.
You guys know who it is. It's not Julian Assange. No. Edward
Brandon.
Snowden. Brandon. Let's see. Hold on. We don't have much time left. What U.S. government department was created in the wake of September 11th attack?
The what?
Which is a fucking joke. What U.S. government department was created from September 11th?
Oh, HHS. Mayorkas. That jackass.
Department of Homeland Security. I know.
Mayorkas. Yeah.
What year was Nelson Mandela freed from prison? Long time
I don't know. Maybe we should ask Biden since he marched with him.
1990.
Yeah.
Okay, we know this is a joke. Who was the first woman to be elected vice president?
Oh,
Joe Biden.
Oh, elected.
Mm. Goofy.
None.
No, it was Candace O'Hara.
But there has been no woman elected to vice president.
Camel toe.
She was not elected.
And that is it. I know, they were installed like a toilet. We know.
Yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, we do not never have had a female vice president.
Oh, I know. That's it for questions. We're going to do the history again, but I'm going to find ones that are multiple choice because some of us are really stupid. Multiple what?
Multiple guests.
Yeah, multiple guests. I know.
I'm actually impressed with what I did remember.
Yeah, well, I'm impressed that I did any of them. But that's it.
All right, we got 2 minutes left.
Okay.
It was fun, though. It was interesting.
Yes.
A definite change.
Yeah, we're all going old and losing our memory.
And we're all older than Google.
Take Prevagen for memory, if you can remember to take it. It's Prevagen, yeah.
All right, ladies, again, thank you for another great show. God bless America. God bless our children, our first responders, our veterans, military, and God bless the defenders. Good night, everybody.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.